Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's been making waves, the recent outflows from cryptocurrency ETFs. It's a significant shift we've been observing, and it's crucial to understand what's driving it.
Absolutely. The numbers are quite striking. Last week alone, these ETFs saw a staggering $1.58 billion in outflows. This isn't a one-off event either. It follows a $2.4 billion exodus the week before, and another $1.32 billion before that. We're talking about three consecutive weeks of redemptions, and it really points to a significant change in investor sentiment.
Exactly. And it's not just small players. Giants like BlackRock and Fidelity, who recently entered the crypto ETF space, are among those experiencing these withdrawals. To grasp the context, we need to look at what's happening in the broader crypto market. The initial sell-off that likely triggered this wave of redemptions could be a mix of things, perhaps market exuberance peaking, concerning economic data, or even regulatory whispers.
That's right. Whatever the initial spark, the effect has been a tangible withdrawal of capital from these new crypto investment vehicles. It's like watching a tide recede, showing us a different picture of the market. Understanding these redemptions is key to decoding what's happening under the hood of these ETFs.
So, let's break down what a redemption actually means in the ETF world. When investors redeem their shares, they're essentially selling them back to the ETF issuer. For a spot ETF, this means the issuer then has to sell the underlying asset, in this case, Bitcoin or Ethereum. This action can directly impact the price of the asset itself.
Precisely. If you have a lot of investors redeeming, the ETF issuer is forced to sell a significant amount of Bitcoin or Ether. This can put downward pressure on prices. Conversely, inflows mean the issuer buys more of the underlying asset, which can support or even drive prices up. So, these consistent, substantial outflows really signal a clear trend of investors moving their capital out.
If you were to visualize this, imagine a chart showing the net flow of money into or out of these crypto ETFs over the past month. You'd see a stark shift from consistent inflows earlier on to increasingly larger outflows recently. It really makes you question, is this a healthy correction, a natural pause after rapid growth, or the start of a more significant shift in how investors view the risk and reward of digital assets?
And that mention of BlackRock logging a record single-day exit is particularly telling. It's not just about the dollar amount, it's the signal it sends. BlackRock is a colossal player in asset management. When a giant like that experiences a record outflow from its crypto ETF in a single day, it's a loud statement. It suggests either a very large institutional client is pulling out, or there's a broader sentiment shift happening within their investor base manifesting significantly.
This particular event definitely warrants a closer look, as it could be a key indicator of institutional investor behavior and their evolving stance on digital assets. Ultimately, to understand where the crypto ETF market is heading, we need to move beyond just the numbers and delve into the why. What's driving these investors to pull their money out? Understanding those underlying motivations is truly the key.
Let's do that. Let's peel back the layers and unpack the drivers behind this shift in investor sentiment. It's rarely just one thing, right? Markets are complex ecosystems, influenced by a multitude of forces, both internal and external. On the macroeconomic front, we've seen a lot of discussion around inflation data and interest rate expectations.
That's a critical point. Central banks are navigating a tricky path, balancing inflation control with the risk of recession. If inflation remains stubbornly high, or interest rates are expected to stay higher for longer, it generally makes investors more risk-averse. They tend to move capital away from speculative assets like cryptocurrencies and their ETFs, heading towards safer havens like bonds or cash.
And beyond the general economic climate, there have been specific events within the crypto market itself that likely played a role. We've seen sharp price drops in Bitcoin and Ethereum, often triggered by news, maybe regulatory developments, a security incident at a major exchange, or even a large whale making a massive sale. These price drops can definitely spook investors, especially those who might have initially jumped in driven by the excitement of rapid gains.
Speaking of rapid gains, we can't ignore profit-taking. Many investors who got into Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs earlier this year saw tremendous returns. It's natural for investors, both retail and institutional, to want to lock in those profits. If you've doubled or tripled your money, the temptation to cash out, de-risk, and reinvest elsewhere is very strong.
This isn't necessarily a sign of a bearish outlook on crypto. It can simply be prudent portfolio management after a significant run-up. Then there's the powerful influence of the news cycle and media narratives. Remember the peak of the crypto frenzy? Headlines were all about overnight millionaires. Now, with price corrections and outflows, the narrative can quickly shift, amplifying fears and leading to a feedback loop.
This is particularly true for retail investors, who might be more susceptible to market noise. It's almost a reversal of FOMO, the fear of missing out, that drove earlier inflows. Now, we might be seeing FOLO, the fear of losing out. Investors worry about being caught holding assets that are rapidly declining, prompting them to exit before further losses. This psychological element is a powerful force.
And we can't forget technical indicators and market signals. Chart analysts and traders might identify patterns that suggest a potential downturn, prompting them to sell or advise clients to do so. Plus, we need to consider portfolio rebalancing. If crypto holdings have grown significantly, investors might sell some to maintain their target allocation, especially if they see crypto as a higher risk component.
So, while these external macroeconomic factors and market psychology are significant, it's also worth considering if there are internal dynamics within the crypto space itself contributing to this sentiment shift. This brings us to a particularly interesting aspect, the inclusion of Ethereum, ETH, ETFs in this wave of redemptions.
Yes, for a long time, the narrative around crypto ETFs was primarily focused on Bitcoin. Bitcoin ETFs were approved first and garnered the most attention and capital. However, Ethereum ETFs were also launched and are now experiencing outflows alongside their Bitcoin counterparts. This distinction is quite important to explore.
Comparing the performance and investor sentiment around ETH ETFs versus BTC ETFs during this period reveals nuances. While both are seeing redemptions, the reasons might not be identical. Bitcoin is often viewed as a digital store of value, a digital gold. Its investment thesis is relatively straightforward: scarcity, decentralization, and a hedge against inflation.
Ethereum, on the other hand, is often seen as a platform for decentralized applications, smart contracts, and a more complex ecosystem. This dual nature can lead to different investment rationales and, consequently, different sensitivities to market events. Are there unique reasons why ETH ETFs might be experiencing outflows?
One significant factor could be regulatory uncertainty. While Bitcoin has achieved a degree of regulatory acceptance, Ethereum's status, particularly around whether it might be classified as a security, has been a more persistent question mark. This ambiguity can make institutional investors hesitant, especially when market conditions become more challenging.
If the perceived utility of ETH is more tied to its technological applications, and if those applications face headwinds or regulatory scrutiny, it could lead investors to question its long-term value proposition compared to Bitcoin's more established store of value narrative. The fact that outflows are hitting both major crypto ETFs, Bitcoin and Ethereum, has a broader implication for the perception of the entire digital asset market.
It suggests that the current sentiment shift isn't just about one specific cryptocurrency, it's potentially a broader reassessment of the digital asset class as a whole by a significant segment of investors. If you looked at a side-by-side comparison chart, you might see that initial inflows into ETH ETFs were perhaps more speculative or driven by novelty, while Bitcoin ETF inflows might have been more anchored to its long-standing narrative.
When the market turns, speculative capital tends to flee faster than capital invested with a more deeply entrenched thesis. This leads us to a crucial question: does the performance of Ethereum ETFs offer a leading indicator for Bitcoin ETFs, or vice versa? Typically, Bitcoin, being larger and more established, often sets the trend.
However, in the context of ETFs, the different investment theses and specific regulatory landscapes could lead to divergent paths, or at least different paces of change. It's a dynamic worth watching closely. Ultimately, the performance of these major ETFs has significant implications for the broader narrative of institutional adoption in the digital asset space.
If these products continue to see sustained outflows, it could slow down the pace at which traditional finance firms and their clients embrace cryptocurrencies more broadly. Now, let's zoom in on that particularly striking event, BlackRock's record single-day exit from its Bitcoin ETF. This wasn't just a ripple, it was a significant wave within the outflows we've been discussing.
BlackRock, managing trillions of dollars, is a bellwether. Their actions, or the actions of their clients within their funds, carry immense weight and signal institutional sentiment perhaps more powerfully than almost any other entity. What does this record exit imply? It suggests a strong conviction among a particular group of investors to divest from Bitcoin at that moment.
Was it driven by a single, very large institutional client, perhaps a pension fund or a sovereign wealth fund, that decided to reallocate its capital? Or does it reflect a broader trend, a collective decision by many smaller institutional investors managed under BlackRock's umbrella to pull back? The scale of a record exit points towards the former, but the sustained outflow suggests the latter might also be at play.
To put this into perspective, imagine an infographic showing BlackRock's market share in the crypto ETF space before this exit. They were a dominant player. When such a substantial player experiences a record outflow, it can have tangible effects on market liquidity. If the ETF issuer has to sell large quantities of Bitcoin to meet redemption requests, it can create downward price pressure.
This can also impact price discovery, making it harder to determine the true market value of Bitcoin when such large transactions are occurring rapidly. We need to consider whether this was a strategic move by BlackRock. Were they proactively managing risk for their clients, anticipating further downturns? Or was it purely a reaction to client demand?
The distinction is important. A proactive risk management strategy might suggest they see more downside ahead. Client-driven withdrawals, while still significant, might simply reflect individual investor decisions within a broader market downturn. There's also a critical difference between retail and institutional investor withdrawals.
Retail investors might be driven by emotion or news cycles, while institutional investors often operate with longer time horizons and sophisticated risk management. A significant withdrawal by institutions suggests a more calculated, and potentially more impactful, shift in sentiment. The ripple effect of a large player like BlackRock making such a notable move cannot be overstated.
It can influence other institutions, potentially triggering further outflows, or it can cause a pause for reflection among those considering increasing their exposure. It's a powerful signal in the sensitive world of institutional finance. This institutional caution, exemplified by BlackRock's significant exit, raises profound questions about the long-term viability and growth trajectory of crypto ETFs.
If the very institutions expected to drive mainstream adoption are now pulling back, what does that mean for the future? Looking ahead, the road for crypto ETFs is likely to remain dynamic, characterized by volatility. Based on current market conditions, we can project a few potential scenarios for future ETF flows.
One possibility is a continued period of outflows, especially if macroeconomic headwinds persist or if new negative catalysts emerge within the crypto space. This scenario would likely see further price pressure on underlying assets and a more cautious approach from issuers and investors alike. However, there's also the potential for a rebound. Markets are cyclical, and sentiment can shift rapidly.
If key factors change, for instance, if inflation data begins to cool, leading central banks to signal potential interest rate cuts, or if significant positive regulatory developments occur, providing greater clarity and security, we could see a swift return of capital. Breakthroughs in blockchain technology or successful project launches could also serve as catalysts to reignite interest.
What are these critical factors that could reignite inflows? Positive regulatory developments are paramount. Clearer rules of the road, particularly regarding asset classification, would significantly reduce perceived risk for institutional investors. A shift in monetary policy, such as a pivot towards easing by major central banks, would generally boost appetite for riskier assets.
And, of course, continued innovation and adoption within the crypto ecosystem itself, perhaps through more practical, real-world use cases for blockchain technology could draw in new waves of investment. The long-term implications for crypto ETF product development are also significant. If sustained outflows persist, issuers might reconsider the viability of certain products or focus on those with stronger, more established use cases, like Bitcoin.
We might see a consolidation in the market, with fewer, more robust ETF offerings. It's essential to remember that the inherent volatility and speculative nature of the crypto market are now directly reflected in the performance of these ETFs. They are not a magic bullet that eliminates risk, they are a regulated wrapper around inherently volatile assets.
For investors, this underscores the importance of thorough due diligence. Understanding the specific risks associated with both the ETF structure and the underlying cryptocurrency is crucial before committing capital. How might ETF issuers adapt their strategies in response to sustained outflows? They might increase their marketing efforts, focusing on the long-term potential of digital assets.
They could also work more closely with institutional clients to understand their evolving needs and concerns. Furthermore, innovation might be key. Issuers could explore new product structures or develop ETFs that offer exposure to a basket of digital assets, or perhaps focus on specific niches within the crypto market that show promise. The ongoing innovation within the crypto space itself will undoubtedly play a role.
As the technology matures and new applications emerge, they could create new investment theses and attract different types of investors, potentially leading to renewed interest in related ETFs. So, wrapping this all up, the recent outflows from Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, especially BlackRock's record exit, signal a period of recalibration in the digital asset market.
While the exact trajectory remains uncertain, it's clear that investor sentiment is being shaped by a complex interplay of macroeconomic factors, specific crypto market events, psychological drivers, and the unique characteristics of Bitcoin and Ethereum. The coming months will be crucial in determining whether this is a temporary correction or a more fundamental shift in the institutional approach to cryptocurrencies.
For now, caution, thorough research, and a clear understanding of risk remain the most prudent strategies for anyone navigating this evolving landscape. This content is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be taken as financial advice. Always consult a licensed advisor before making investment decisions.
Absolutely. And that brings us to the end of our discussion on navigating the crypto ETF tide. We've covered the key factors, the strengths and insights, and the challenges and opportunities.
Indeed. We saw how the investor sentiment shift, moving from exuberance to caution, is a natural market cycle that allows for healthier price discovery, even though sustained outflows can lead to downward price pressure. The macroeconomic environment, with persistent inflation and higher interest rates, certainly favors safer assets over speculative digital ones.
And regulatory uncertainty, particularly around Ethereum, creates hesitation among institutional investors. While ETFs offer regulated access, redemptions forcing issuers to sell underlying assets can cause price drops. The behavior of institutional investors, like BlackRock's significant exit, signals a strong de-risking strategy and impacts market sentiment.
Looking ahead, we discussed how positive regulatory developments and a shift in monetary policy could reignite inflows. Innovation within the crypto space itself is also key. Ultimately, understanding the risks associated with both the ETF structure and the underlying cryptocurrency is paramount for any investor.
Excellent summary. That concludes our deep dive into the crypto ETF outflows. Thank you for joining us on Bago Media Finance. We'll be back next time with more insights into the financial world.
Thanks for tuning in. Stay informed and stay invested wisely.